Mrs. Wong, when and where were you born?
I was born in Los Angeles.
And when was that?
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Can you give us roughly?
In 1900s.
1900s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. And where did your parents come from?
My father came from China in 1870-something. My mother was born in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh. Your father came over, your father's from what part of?
Guangdong.
Guangdong, Canton area. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And he came over to L.A. in 1870s?
Well, he first stopped in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Then shortly after, he came to Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. Can you talk a little bit about what he did when...
Well, when he first came over, he opened a cigar store, making cigars.
In San Francisco?
No, in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Then later on, he went into Chinese grocery.
Mm-hmm.
We call it grocery store and dry goods in those days.
When did he go into, when did he make the change from Chinese groceries to?
It must be in the 1890s when he married my mother.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Where did he meet your mother?
My mother was living in Santa Barbara. I don't know where he met. Probably Match.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But they married here in the States. They met
here.
And married here in the
yes.
States.
Right here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And lived here since.
Mm-hmm. How long was your father involved in the Chinese grocery business?
Oh, up till 1940s.
Mm-hmm. And this was in Chinatown?
In Chinatown.
Where in Chinatown was it?
It used to be down on Apple Plaza Street. Then when they tore the Chinatown down for the Union Station, that they moved up to Spring Street.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, they moved up to New Chinatown in 1938.
Mm.
That's when he retired, around those years.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember his grocery business at all? Do you remember whether he, did he hire people to work for him? Or?
Well, he hired one or two then, and he did most of the work himself.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what his hours were? And?
Well, I wouldn't know. Chinese people, they stay there all day.
Yeah.
There's no certain hours in those days, you know. They open maybe 8, 9 o'clock. You never close to them. Maybe 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Saturdays and Sundays, too?
Yes.
Mm.
And they live right in back of the store.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What were, roughly what was his pay? You know, how much did he earn?
Well, that I don't know.
Don't know, huh? Do you know how much was paid to the workers who worked for him?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Mm.
No, we were so young then, we didn't know.
Did you help out in the store at all?
Well, later years, when we were old enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How many other brothers and sisters in your family?
I had 9 brothers and sisters. There were 6 girls and 3 boys.
Uh-huh. And what did some of your brothers and sisters do? Can you talk a little bit about their...
Well, my brother, he went to college.
Which brother is this?
The oldest brother.
Uh-huh.
And,
where did he go
was
to college?
USC.
Uh-huh.
And he was an electrical engineer. After he graduated, he got a job at Department of Water and Power. And he worked there until...
L.A.?
L.A.
Uh-huh.
And he was there for 20 years, I think, before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a founder of the New Chinatown.
Oh,
our new Chinatown up on Broadway in 1938. He started the Chinatown, and in 1945 he passed away.
What did he pass away from, an illness or?
Cerebral hemorrhage.
Oh.
His wife was Chinese consul, vice consul.
Mm-hmm. And what about some of your other brothers?
Well, the others,
5.
They just went to school, married.
Stayed in L.A. area?
Yes,
or?
They're all here.
Uh-huh. What kinds of jobs did they have?
Well, one of the sisters working as a cashier at a produce house, been there for 20 years.
In Chinatown?
That's down on 9th Street. Where the wholesale terminal market is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other sisters works for the school.
Mm-hmm.
One had married and owned a restaurant. And the other sisters all married and owned a Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I got married, but I didn't do much until recent years.
Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood in Los Angeles? Were you in Chinatown a lot? What kinds of activities?
I lived there until I was married.
When were you married?
1920.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do up until the time that you were married?
I went to school.
What schools did you go to?
Grammar school. And then I went to L.A. High, the old L.A. High. Then I quit school to help my father at the store.
What age were you when you quit school, roughly?
I don't remember now. 15, 16 probably. I went to high school for a couple of years, so it has to be 15, 16, I think.
Did your father ask you to quit school to help him in his store, or was that your own decision?
Well, no. We have so many children. My brother went to college. I really wanted to go to college, but didn't have the opportunity to go because my father couldn't afford it.
What number were you in the family?
Number three.
Number three.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was number four, but we lost one, so it was number three.
Mm-hmm. How about your other brothers and sisters? Did they quit
school
to help your father?
No, they went to school.
Mm-hmm. Were you the only one in the family who helped your father in the store? Mm-hmm. And so
then I got married at 18.
Mm-hmm. And who did you marry?
I married, his name is Thomas Wong. He owned a produce business.
In Chinatown?
No, that's down the wholesale terminal market.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, produce market were considered very good. Mm-hmm. Booming days.
Mm-hmm. And did you have children?
I have one daughter.
One daughter, uh-huh. And what's she doing?
Now?
Uh-huh.
She's a school teacher.
Uh-huh.
At the Las Feliz Elementary School.
Uh-huh.
And I have four granddaughters.
Mm-hmm. And did you work after you got married?
No, didn't work. I didn't have to work. My husband was doing very well.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do while he worked?
Well, I don't know. Didn't do much. Went to luncheons. Went and joined clubs.
Chinese luncheons? Clubs? Or
American.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. What else?
How did you
get into the house, I guess.
How did you get into the florist industry?
Oh, that was many years later. One of my brothers decided that he'd like to go in the flower business. So I just went in with him.
Mm-hmm.
Started that way.
You together with your brother,
yes.
You opened a shop?
Opened a shop, about 20 years ago or more.
Where is the shop?
In Chinatown.
Where in Chinatown?
On North Hill Street.
North Hill Street?
After he passed away a few years ago, I took over.
Mm-hmm. Is it a good business?
Well, enough to keep me busy.
What kind?
I like it.
You sell all kinds of
flowers.
Cut flowers,
yes,
and
cut flowers
plants.
And plants and funeral arrangement, wedding arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Most of your customers are Chinese?
Most of them, but I have quite a few Caucasian friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As far as your family, when you were young, did you speak any Chinese at all at home?
Oh, yes, we spoke Chinese at home.
What kind of Chinese did you speak?
Cantonese.
Cantonese?
Toisan.
Toisan. Did you go to Chinese school at all? Or?
I went to English school.
Mm-hmm. Was it a problem for your parents to get you to speak Chinese at home?
Or? No. We all spoke Chinese at home.
Mm-hmm. Do you speak did you speak Chinese with your daughter?
I did.
After you were married?
She speaks Chinese. Not the grandchildren, though.
When you were young, did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese?
Both.
Americans, or what would you say percentage-wise or roughly?
Well, living in Chinatown, they're mostly Chinese children, but going to school, they're all Caucasians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel any kinds of discrimination against you because you were Chinese?
No.
Outside, when you were outside of Chinatown?
No, we all got along very well.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel more Chinese or more American?
Well, not exactly. I'm Chinese. Naturally, I feel I'm Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't say it's more.
You were never bothered by a conflict or of feeling sort of half Chinese,
yeah.
half American? Or?
No, never. Never done anything that would make me feel that way.
Did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese?
No. Why would a person feel sorry to be Chinese?
Well, I suppose some people probably felt that they were discriminated against and looked down upon and couldn't get as far as Americans or other nationalities, so they sort of perhaps wished that they didn't have a Chinese face or something. Did your family use any Chinese medicine at all? Yak choy.
Well, yak choy bo tong, that's it, isn't it? Dan ye.
But
not for
medicinal purposes, for healing or
no.
Mm-hmm. Your parents didn't believe in that, do you think, or?
Well, no, we've always used American doctors,
mm-hmm.
Western doctors, or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you do for recreation when you were young?
Just like any other child would.
Was it, what kind, were the Chinese things, like
no,
music, mahjong, or Western things?
No,
like,
children don't play mahjong. It's the grown-ups play mahjong.
Mm-hmm.
They play ball, dolls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think you had a lot that was typically of a Chinese culture when you were young?
Well, I still believe in Chinese culture, but my folks were born here, my mother rather, so we're quite Americanized,
mm-hmm.
in doing things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But still we kept the Chinese culture. Even now I tell my grandchildren a lot of Chinese things that they should know.
Like what?
Well, just Chinese New Year's, for instance, the customs.
Mm-hmm. Have you been back to China at all?
Not to China. I went to Hong Kong last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did. Shanghai's China.
Mm-hmm.
I was there last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
We were there 5 days. And I'm planning to go again this November.
Mm-hmm.
But this time's to just China.
Mm-hmm. Did you, can you write Chinese?
No, I don't write Chinese, but I can speak.
Mm-hmm.
I never went to Chinese school.
Right.
My brother did.
Uh-huh. Did your parents write to their family and relatives in China that you can remember?
Well, I guess my dad did, but not my mother. Her family was here.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember if your father sent money back to his family?
I don't remember that at all. Mm-hmm. We were too young then.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what conditions were like in L.A. Chinatown pre-World War II?
What do you mean? What conditions, for instance?
For example, shops and streets were like and kinds of jobs that people had.
Well, in those days, in Chinatown, there were only gift shops and restaurants. That's about it. Meat market. Mm-hmm. They didn't have laundries there. Laundries are all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese did mostly that, you know.
Mm-hmm. How about the family associations?
We belong to the family association.
Which family association?
Well, I belong to the Wong family association now.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of dues did you pay for that?
Ladies don't pay dues. Men pay, I don't know, $5 or $2.
A year?
A year.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the associations helped you? Did they help you in any way, or were they place for social
life? If you're
social
a Wong, you like to belong to association just to know your own Wongs. Just like the Suhus, you know, they belong to their own. And Wong's one of the largest associations in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. So did the Wong Association have dinners or
they do
now and
then
activities or
to get everyone together, just to know each other, because after all there are thousands of Wongs and you don't know everyone. But when they have a doing like that, they come and you meet.
What about back in pre-World War II?
They had
what did these associations do?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, if you're a Wong, if you come in town, you don't know anyone, you go up to the association. Then they take care of you, and if you have no other place to go, they try and set you up someplace that they know of.
Mm-hmm.
You could go up there for dinner if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
In the olden days, they always have a meal for the Wongs that want to come up for dinner.
A free meal?
Free
for
meal.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of people took advantage of that?
Well, just like if you came from China and didn't know anyone, you have no place to go yet. So if you go up there, you meet people and you stay there for dinner. And a lot of the old people that can't afford it, they go up there and eat.
Was that free meal just given once a week, or was that an ongoing thing?
No, they had it
thing?
Every night.
Every night.
But they've cut it out now.
Did they have a limit on the number of free meals that
a
person could?
No, if you're a Wong, you go to Wong place. If you're another surname, you go to the other association.
Mm-hmm. And did they ever ask to see any IDs of any kind?
No.
Either to know that you were.
They believe what you say.
And so they let you eat free meals
mm-hmm.
there. Did you ever eat? At the
no, just men usually.
Mm-hmm. Men who probably didn't have families. And
that's right. Just like my father, when he came over, he was 12 years old. So he would go to the Suhu place in San Francisco, he said, for a while, and got acquainted there.
Mm-hmm. Was it a substantial meal that they served there?
I don't know. Never asked him.
Right.
Meal's a meal.
Yeah. Mm. Which were the most important families in L.A. pre-World War II?
Well, that's hard to say. What do you mean, most important? In money-wise, or business, or profession?
Socially, yeah, by profession. Should you consider the prominent families?
Oh, really, I wouldn't know what to say. I hate to
mention
someone and then leave someone else out.
Yeah, people who were very active in Chinatown, or to see Chinatown move
active.
And make progress. And
well, my brother, Peter Suhu, he was one of the most active.
What did he
do? He was quite prominent. Well, he was head of a lot of different groups down there, and that's how he happened to be the founder of Chinatown. He did all the work.
What kinds of work?
Well, to get the people together to build a new Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. He was an engineer?
Yes, he was an electrical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the founder of the new Chinatown we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a job.
Mm.
He was secretary of the Zhonghua. You know what Zhonghua is?
Yes.
Chinese Benevolent uh-huh. Association. Mm-hmm. He was very active there.
Mm-hmm. In CACA too? Or,
oh, CACA was, he's a past president there.
Uh-huh.
That's for the men that are born here. We call the Chinese American Citizens Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was very active in that group.
Mm-hmm. What kind of... So you had mentioned that most of the Chinese before the war were engaged in restaurants and
shops, gift shops,
and, yeah,
grocery, laundries, and produce businesses. That's one of the biggest businesses here.
Were these usually all Chinese working in these laundries?
All Chinese.
Were there ever any cases of you know, Caucasians or non-Chinese working in these shops or laundries? Or
these would be all Chinese.
Mm-hmm. What do you think would have been, what was an average income pre-World War II?
That really is hard to say. Because I wouldn't know how much each one was earning.
How about your husband?
Well, he had his own business then with
right.
his brother.
Yeah.
So that
roughly what was the salary there, the earned income?
I really wouldn't know. I don't remember, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they did a big business down there.
What kind of a business was
produce.
That? Produce, right.
In those days, produce was supposed to be a booming business here.
Mm-hmm.
And now everything's frozen, you know, frozen food,
mm-hmm.
frozen vegetables. So mm-hmm. the produce is not so good anymore. But we had a lot of Chinese people owning produce houses down there.
Mm-hmm. This was in
Pre-war,
right. Did most Chinese live near other Chinese?
In Chinatown.
They all lived, right. How about outside?
Not too many then. And then maybe just before the war, Second War, different families that moved out and bought homes.
In what areas did they spread out to?
Well, the first was down at San Pedro Street Way. Then after that, they just moved all over.
Mm-hmm.
Curious, I would know because they tell me.
Their income.
Yeah, like my granddaughter, for instance, or my daughter, for instance. I would know because they tell me how much it is.
Mm-hmm.
But in those days, I wouldn't know.
People didn't talk about how much they earned or.
Even you asked me about my husband, I wouldn't know, but he was making good money.
Yeah. So he was in charge of all the books. And
well, he was in with his brother and another person. And they were making big money in those days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In fact, we were one of the first ones that bought a home.
Mm-hmm.
Not living in Chinatown. When I got married, I didn't live in Chinatown.
This was 1920?
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved out?
21.
Where did you move out to after?
Out here in Hollywood on Tamar, and we built a home there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And you've lived in Hollywood ever since?
Ever since.
It's a long time.
We moved here in the 40s. And we've been here since.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter lives here with me.
Would you say that most Chinese wanted to stay near other Chinese to the extent that if the neighborhood changed, that they would also move, you know, move to be closer to Chinese or move out of an area that became a non-Chinese area?
Maybe the older Chinese would, but the younger generation all scattered all over, now especially.
Mm-hmm. What did people do with the money that they saved? Did they gamble?
In the olden days, they saved their money to go to China. But after the war, you know they can't go back, especially if it's communist China. So they all settled here.
They're all buying homes.
Mm-hmm. Did some save money to send back to China?
Oh, they have relatives, they would, just to help them out. But in the olden days, they all saved money to go to China.
So when they saved money, did they put it in a bank or put the cash in a safe deposit box?
I don't know what they did with it, but I know they were saving money to go to China, the older people.
Yeah.
The younger generation never think of that, because they have no desire to go.
Do you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics in China? Like, for example, in supporting the revolution of 1911?
No, I wouldn't know.
Anybody in China down here who was involved in...
Didn't hear about any.
How about Sun Yat-sen's, arrival in California?
Well, naturally, the arrival, they welcomed him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big reception Madame Chang got when she came.
What was that like?
It was a big reception. Went all out for her.
In Chinatown, was there special
festivities down there?
Lion dance and
banquets and parades, everything.
How about as far as paper names goes? Did you know of many people who had paper names?
What mean paper names?
We call it Zimei, which means that they at the time of the exclusion, in order to write to.
Well, great many of them had. In fact, I think they still have them, using the name.
What would you
in
say?
In those days, they couldn't come over unless they had, you call that a paper name.
That's what they called it, right, paper. What would you say roughly was the percentage of people who had paper names?
Well, there wasn't that many.
Would you say it was at least half of the Chinese here?
Maybe 25%.
25%.
I wouldn't say half.
Did many Chinese feel they had obligations in China? For example, family support and so forth? Did they really see it as
relatives or family? Naturally, they have obligations.
Were the Chinese in LA affected by the Depression?
I don't think so. Because the Chinese always had their own little business and they didn't believe in buying stocks in those days, the olden days. So when the Depression came, it was any different than another time.
How about for your family?
No.
During the Depression, did your husband's business suffer?
No.
At all? Business didn't decline?
Business didn't decline. It was just as good. It didn't affect. I don't think it affected the Chinese at all.
I understand it. Some people had to take on other part-time work in order to make ends meet.
What kind of business was that?
Well, for example, Eddie Lee had mentioned that that's how he actually got started in movie business, was to take on extra parts.
Oh, well, they probably didn't have that much movie work to do. Yeah. They never did have that much anyway. A person can't survive on just working in the movies as extras and things. They never had that many Chinese scenes in a movie. So with his, job, he'd have to get something else probably. And he was renting only Chinese costumes. Unless they have a part, there wouldn't be no rentals.
Was there ever any hostility towards Chinese in L.A. pre-World War II?
Well, I don't believe so.
It might have been in subtle ways, or...
I really wouldn't know, because I've never done anything,
You've never felt any hostility towards yourself, and...
Because I've never... If you went to apply for a job or something, this is different. I've never felt it at all.
Never felt any discrimination or hostility because you were Chinese? Or did you ever hear anybody else speak of hostilities or discrimination, being Chinese?
I wouldn't know about the discrimination unless you go apply for a job or something. We've never done that. When my brother applied for his job, he got it right away, so.
Mm-hmm. How about your other brothers and sisters?
No.
We've
always gotten along very well.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider that the Chinese have done better or worse in general than the general population in L.A. as far as...
Well, I wouldn't say worse. I think they've done quite well. They've always done pretty well in everything.
So they may have done equally as
well? Equal as well as...
Or
you're talking about
the general population in L.A.
Like the blacks or the Chicanos, is that what you're
mm-hmm.
I think the Chinese have done equally well, if not better.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in their way of doing business, or have you ever heard anybody make those comparisons?
No.
Being hardworking or
no, I don't believe they compare them with the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
Well, I suppose the fact that as far as education goes, perhaps, you know, Jewish people and Chinese people seem to be more higher educated, and the fact that economically speaking they earn higher incomes or what, some people make generalizations or comparisons of that kind.
I never knew that.
Where did Chinese men meet their wives?
Well, some of them probably are matchmaking, but the more modern would get their own, find their own, meet their own girls.
When would you consider the more modern, you know, to have been, where people did away with matchmaking, roughly?
Well,
the
now
time.
And then they still have a matchmaking now.
Mm-hmm.
The old-fashioned one, if they can't find a girl, somebody would try to match them.
Mm-hmm.
Even now they have it.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends, you know, what type of person you are. But these American-born ones, they usually find their own anyway.
Mm-hmm. Chinese men who had come from China want to marry, or did they marry American-born Chinese, or did they prefer to go back to China to marry, or?
Well, it all depends on the individual, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them marry American-born girls here,
mm-hmm.
while others go back there and marry. Even now they have boys going back there to marry.
Do you think there were many Chinese men who married American-born?
Well, look at my father. He married my mother. My mother was born in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons as their parents were? Or
I don't know. I think everybody would like to have a son.
You still have a preference for sons. What did people before the war think of interracial marriage?
Well, I don't think they think too much of it in those days, but now it's different. There's so much intermarriage now. They have changed their thinkings.
Were people scorned? I mean, if they were seen, you know, if you saw a mixed couple walking down the street, would people be likely to make remarks or?
Well, they did, but I don't think they do it anymore.
Did you?
10 years ago.
Did you know of any mixed couples or?
Oh yes, there's lots of them.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of marriages were that? What kinds of nationalities?
Chinese with Caucasians.
Mm-hmm. Chinese with blacks. Did you know of any cases?
Well, I've seen a few.
This is before the war?
No, after the war.
How about before the war?
Before. I don't remember seeing any.
blacks.
Chinese with Mexicans at all before the war?
They didn't have very many in those days. But mm-hmm. after this war, especially recent years, there's been so many mixed marriages.
Mm-hmm. Do you think many parents felt that it was important for their children to attend Chinese school to learn language and learn the...
Well, I think a great many Chinese would like to have their children attend Chinese school, if they can.
Did you have your daughter attend Chinese school?
She went for a short time only, because we lived so far away, it was hard to come to Chinatown. And the school was only in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. So she went for a matter of a few years, or? A
couple of years. She spoke Chinese, but she didn't know how to read or write.
The Chinese school was held
after,
was that after regular school or on Saturdays?
After regular school.
After regular school.
And on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How many people pre-war did you think ultimately have aims of returning to China?
Pre-war days?
Right. Many people really who settled here,
well,
actually.
The older people all want to go back to China if they can, but they have to earn enough money first.
Mm-hmm. They felt that they could earn enough money here and then live comfortably in China.
A lot of them couldn't go because they were never able to earn enough money to go.
What did you or other think of the others think of the way the Chinese were portrayed in American movies?
Well, that's the way the part is, and you can't change it.
Did you think it was condescending to Chinese at all, or was it an accurate portrayal of Chinese?
Well, most of them are accurate. If it's a cook, Chinese were a cook. And what else do they usually have them?
And some street scenes, I suppose.
No, street scenes are all natural anyway. Nothing wrong with street scenes. That's just the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Did you or your friends or anyone you knew make any protest about the way Chinese were portrayed in movies?
No. They don't. They were just earning the money, so there's no protest.
The Chinese probably didn't protest very much at all.
No.
Over anything.
The few that went to work were happy to get the job because they were making money.
Mm-hmm.
And it really wasn't a disgrace.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anyone say they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
No, why should you be embarrassed if you are Chinese? You can't say you're something else.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it comes about with assimilation into, you know, another culture, American culture. For example, those that are, a lot of the ones that are American born now, there are a lot that, who for some reason or another, really don't want to recognize the fact that they're Chinese.
Really?
Do you know of any cases?
No, I don't know of any. How do you feel about it?